Vikings are not inside field goal range for Morton Anderson. Moss. Randy Moss is in for a touchdown.
Oh, Al Harris playing off. Bit up on the route, and Randy Moss, without even really being able to run, as he shoots the moon to the fans here in Green Bay.
That is a disgusting act by Randy Moss.
Fantasy, fantasy,
fantasy,
fantasy,
football.
We just got louder in my headphones.
That was nice.
Was that one good?
I think we timed that pretty
good,
well.
Guys.
Maybe next week we'll get the quad
professionals.
We're never getting the quad unless I'm there in person.
Well, you're not. You're once again on your phone in your car.
So to my left is a Five Guys. To the my right is a Westford Veterinary Emergency Referral Center.
Okay.
So if anyone can locate me, that'd be impressive.
You are in Westford.
Okay. You got me.
Did I do it?
You did.
Yay! All right. We got Keith Sr. and Curtis back again.
How are you doing tonight?
Also known as Team Ball. I think Curtis showed up drunk. So
I just had a demo. This is my second beer only.
That was awfully quiet on our end. And, but.
And who drove?
I did. Drinking and driving.
Curtis, listen really closely. I have a little surprise for you in your ear, okay?
Mm-hmm. Alcohol consumption is a good thing, too.
There you go.
That's awesome. Is that the first homemade drop?
That is the first one to debut.
From the pod?
Yep.
Can you do it one more time? Alcohol consumption is a good thing, too. I love that.
But there will be a couple more.
I got a fake ID.
I think.
Yeah, that's what I feel like it comes down to.
Yeah. Did anybody bring anything to talk about before we get into fantasy football?
So I closed on my house.
Congratulations.
And then the builder promptly put his foot through my ceiling.
Oh no.
Nice.
He was walking around the attic and he was just like, "You know what? I'm just going to step through this plaster."
Oh no.
Is he still there?
No, that happened a couple days ago.
You got him out.
How'd you find him?
Were you there at the time that this happened?
No, but that same guy had to break me into my house after we closed because he locked us out. And then he came clean then. And it was like,
he was like, "Hey,
o'clock.
Before you go inside."
Yeah.
I might have been hitting halfway through your ceiling earlier, but no big deal.
So yeah, you'll be referring
so they,
to...
They claim they're going to fix it, but we'll see.
Nice.
It's Levios.
Oh, I just wanted to play this.
Levios. Stop.
You can play it as many times as you want.
This doesn't make any sense. Can we talk football?
Good. Not yet.
Oh, God.
I wanted to bring up, spam-a-mail. Spam-mail?
Spam-mail.
Yeah.
Email.
That's why
you
no.
can't give your email.
Just mail? It's not physical fucking mail.
Ugh.
You get a lot of it?
You might have got an update. Larry Fitzgerald was not participating in practice today. Great. Don't fucking care. He sucks. The physical mail that you get in your mailbox. I have to check my mail every day, and I have mail every day, and I promptly throw it away every fucking day because it's all just credit card applications. And I've had 4 or 5 credit cards in my life, and I have not gotten a single one because they sent me a fucking application in the mail. And we're like, "Hey, you want this credit card?"
Well, they know they have your attention. That's pretty much the only mail you're getting, right?
Yeah.
Just spam, just
that
junk
and
mail?
Coupons for Joann Fabrics.
So if they can spend whatever, 10 cents to send you a card, and then you're an idiot that gets a...
When's your trash
signs
day?
Up for a credit card.
It's worth it.
Friday.
So we come here Friday, and we get a free application, fill out a credit card, and we got one under Andrew's name. We're good to go.
Pre-approved.
Whatever
we want.
How that works. You know?
So my my biggest problem with spam mail is like in the winter when my fucking mail lady gives me attitude for not like shoveling out my mailbox.
Dude, fuck that.
Wear boots.
No, my mail lady had the audacity to ask me to dig up my mailbox and move it to the other side of my driveway. I was like, lady, I'm not fucking doing that.
You come do it.
Put the mail in the mailbox.
That's fucking bullshit because sometimes they won't even deliver the mail if it's not.
Oh, yeah, no. They never do.
There's been like three times
where. The way the plow works here is they take all. Because I
just
live on this cul-de-sac and they take all the snow and they just like push it into the corner where I live. So there's like 6 feet of a snowbank in front of my mailbox.
So she needs to take it up with the DPW, right?
That's what I told her.
I'm glad he brought that up because that pisses me off. Because you don't get your mail sometimes. Because sometimes you know you don't shovel.
No, they leave two fucking days later. It says like that, like has a diagram of how a car needs to drive and how it can't drive through snow.
Fuck them.
Like yeah, I understand.
Why are you leaving your driveway unshoveled for 2 days?
No, not my driveway. The entryway to the house. Like my driveway to the back door where I enter the house is completely different from the front porch where the mail gets delivered where the box is.
Yeah. Okay.
So there's been several times where I've been working and the fucking thing doesn't get shoveled for a day or two because you know Jess isn't going
to
do it.
Yeah, so they're supposed to just trudge through the snow?
Yes, they are. That's their fucking job.
Yeah.
Put some boots on.
Jesus. It's the wintertime.
So if it snows, I'm just not going to go do my job?
It takes just as much effort for them to give us the little
slips. Why don't you just show a little common decency? How about that?
If I was there and had the time to shovel it, then I would. But I'm saying like sometimes there's circumstances where you don't get it shoveled and I'm just not going to get my mail for 2 or 3 days.
For 3 days, those are, what circumstances?
If you know.
Working, yep.
Working.
Details,
right. 3 days
working overnight, you know? Don't you hire somebody to plow?
Yes, but they don't shovel
the
cheap
steps.
Bastards. Fucking one or two times down and then it's done.
Well,
I want to talk about doors real quick.
Yeah.
Doors.
Yep.
So I need to,
everybody listen up. We're talking doors.
I need to end this dilemma real fucking quick.
Geez.
Oh, is this like house building?
No, this is literally every single fucking day of my life I deal with this.
Mm-hmm.
Today, every other day. You get to a door, it's a glass door, and there's someone on the other side that gets the door at the same time as you.
Ooh,
who fucking opens it for you? Does it go which way the door swings?
This happens
it opens
to you every
in?
Day?
Dude, at the gym, every day there's a glass door. So we arrive at the same time, and then I feel like I'm at the Night of the Roxbury with my head going, no, you come in. And we're fucking stuck here. Does the person who has the door that swings in open it towards them, or is it the common decency to let the person leaving leave first?
I personally would... If I was on the outside,
if you were on the inside,
if I was on the outside, I would hold the door open
for the person to leave.
Regardless.
Right?
I would either stick my arm in to the building while I'm outside and hold the door, or pull the door. And
what if you are in the inside? The door opens out and you get there a second before the other person, and the guy's like, "Come on!" But you have the door.
Then just
open.
Fucking go. Through
I think.
The door.
Yeah, I think everybody's way too sensitive about this type of shit.
It was today. It was
just
a standstill.
Go.
It was a standstill.
It's a door.
It was a standstill. I'm literally staring at this kid.
I have a solution for you.
And I'm like, dude, I'm here first. Let me open the door for you. But the door swings out. So he's trying to open it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I've got a solution.
What?
You make a bold physical movement where you position your body.
Dominant. Yeah,
no. Dominance. The opposite.
Oh.
You assert your passiveness. You make a bold physical movement where you swing your body to the side. So now you're not even near the door and you're sideways.
And your whole...
Totally clearing the way, basically showing them, you come through.
Yeah.
I will stand here and wait.
I mean, I would just turn around and go home.
But if you're on the outside and the door opens towards you, you open the door for that person.
I don't know. I feel like when I get to doors, I don't automatically know which way they open.
No, you don't unless you...
Well, there's a handle difference.
I'm tired of it, though, because today was miserable.
I'm fucking tired of it.
Ruined your day.
Yeah, it did, because I don't like the person that was at the door in the first place. And then... I have to sit there and make
eye
contact.
Well, then you should have just gone through the door and pretended he wasn't there.
Yeah, I should have, but it was just awkward. I made eye contact with him, and I'm like, what the fuck do I do now?
Yeah.
It's kind of like one of the... I didn't like it. I was
I'm glad that we absolutely cleared that up for you, so you know exactly what
still,
you're going to do next
time. So we somewhat cleared it up.
Do what's in your gut.
That's right. Just follow your heart. Junior, anything?
Yeah.
I think that you just got to be polite in every situation.
That's where the standstill comes in. Because I'm like, hey, come in. And he's like, no, come out. And I'm like, hey, come in. So I just don't know what to do at that
point. Well, as soon as he says, no, I'm going to be the polite person, then the polite thing to do is allow them to go. The polite person.
Okay. Mm. That makes sense. I like that.
Mm. It's like in football overtime. It's like you each get a chance, but after you each get a chance, then it's the next person to go.
Unless you score. Get that?
Yeah. Unless you just walk through the door.
That's really good.
Got that? Look at that's called a transition. Next up is waves and waivers. Everybody's favorite drop. And here it is. Listen very closely, guys. This is the drop for waivers.
Why am I listening to anything? This?
Anything? 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 Anything?
I love it.
If you remember, we made that last week.
That's anything? Great.
Because everybody
thanks, hated, Junior, for putting me on the spot on that one.
Everybody who hated the fucking real waiver drop.
By the way, you know who this is, right? Miguel.
Yeah, Miguel, baby. Yeah, that's right. See? Yeah. See?
Don't get in the nobody fucking trivia with him. Knows. Don't get in
I
the
didn't
fucking
really, I missed that whole conversation because I got up to get another beer last week. So I couldn't believe nobody knew who it was.
Yeah, dude. Bunch of idiots here. Anyways, waivers. We're recording this Wednesday night, but we're not going to cover the waivers that went through this morning.
Why?
Because we're just going to save it for next week. Keep it consistent because we always do the previous week's waivers.
I was...
So not the waivers that went through this morning, but the previous week's waivers. I just wanted to point out a couple. Pavel's Horse picked up Geronimo Allison on a $0 bid. At this point, I don't know if that was before or after his concussion. I'm really confused.
When did
I think
he get
it was
concussed?
Before. I'm assuming in
during
last
the
week's
game,
games,
I guess,
yeah.
So he had to have got him.
But a good
probably
pickup
after his breakout game.
Good pickup. Yeah. He dropped Rishard Matthews, who he's not on a football
sucks
team. Vagina Punch. This one I was confused by, so you guys might need to explain this to me. So Vagina Punch drops Buck Allen, and then Skittle Giants adds him for $2, but it's after waivers have already processed. So did he just like donate two Fab dollars?
Did you see it?
I didn't get it.
So this is...
I don't.
It's this just is floating just, out there in the ether. This is me not paying attention to him dropping him and just thinking he was stuck on the wire, like stuck there. I didn't
well,
realize
if you drop someone, don't they automatically go on waivers?
They do, but it's not a full week. It's
I was
like
just really confused because it was after waivers had processed, and then he picked him up for $2, and I didn't know that you would need to bid on someone after waivers had processed. So.
Well, I cut him after as part of the waiver process.
It just shows. It just shows him.
Okay. So then they go on waivers for like 24 hours.
I think if you cut him, their waiver is extended. Do you want? Do you want him back?
I didn't drop him. Vagina.
No, that's what I'm saying. Junior, you were looking.
So if you look at the Fab bids, I put a $0 bid on him to get him back.
Did you just need to like move someone into an IR slot or something?
Yeah, it was. I had to.
Oh, okay, that makes sense because the next one I wanted to point out was that you picked up Greg Olson on a $0 bid, which I thought was a pretty savvy move.
Yeah,
because you can just slide him right into IR, right?
Yeah, so it's just I'm just eating up an IR spot, but the news came out that he thought he was going to be back way sooner than he was last year with the same injury.
Yeah.
So hopefully he comes back in time to fill. A bye week for me, but either way, it's nice to have Greg Olson.
Yeah, he'll be good for a couple weeks until his brittle feet snap again.
Sure, but tight ends suck dick.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's what everyone keeps saying, and I keep seeing people get injured, but then, so I thought I was sitting pretty, because I still have two, what I would consider to be good tight ends, in Kyle Rudolph and Jordan Reed. So I was like, oh, these might be some trade material here. And I started looking at everyone else's team, and everyone else looks perfectly fine on tight ends, except maybe Senior. Your tight ends are fucking
I was this close to picking up Tyler Eifert. He would have got me some points, but
Damn. Yep.
Now he's dead.
Speaking of that injury, holy moly.
Junior, did you see that little thing I offered you this morning?
Ooh.
No. Let me check right now.
Coffee in the big time.
I had a little bit of a counter on that.
You guys have been doing some trading back and forth?
Well, this is one of the things I'd really like to talk about is I feel like there's... push. Good push. Thanks. There's like three of us or four of us that look at our teams daily, and then there's a couple people that either they don't respond to the trades or...
Wow.
You know, I'm not getting a lot of feedback because I've offered several trades and a couple of them have expired.
Yeah, you offered me... Rex Burkhead after he was placed on IR.
That was a fucking
James
joke.
Connor.
Yeah, it was a fucking joke.
Wow.
That's why I didn't. I think I sent you back a middle finger on that one.
All right. You want to hear the trade offer I got?
We do.
All right. So I would be getting the namesake George Kittle.
Ooh, okay.
Golden Tate and Lamar Miller.
Ooh, wait. Okay, go on.
And I would be trading away Zach Ertz and Devonta Freeman.
Let's talk off the air.
You and me, Junior. We will.
We'll talk off air.
Do I smell collusion? I think that's bullshit because one.
Collusion. Oh, Curtis, do you know what TV show this is from?
Yeah, duh, X-Files.
No, it's fucking Stranger Things, dog. When we were doing our sound check before we started recording, I played that drop in. Chris was like, oh, Stranger Things?
Stranger Things, dude. It's fucking strange. Kittle is ranked higher than Zach Ertz, by the way.
I'm going to talk off air.
I don't know how I feel about taking George Kittle from you as the Kittle Giants.
I know. Yeah, and that was the next topic is if that got traded, because obviously the Kittle Giants, I would have to come up with a significant name change.
Right.
But if you look at your team, I mean, I think Zach Ertz is far better than George Kittle, mm-hmm. especially with Numbnuts getting his ACL torn. So he's got Burkhead thrown to him.
Who's Numbnuts?
Garoppolo. His ACL's done. So he doesn't, gotcha. I mean, that was a huge thing with, you know, him throwing to George Kittle.
Listen, Kittle balled out with CJ Beathard last
week.
Beat hard.
Yeah. Do you
beat it hard, CJ?
So I'll tell you my immediate reaction to the trade is I'm getting worse at tight end. I'm getting another wide receiver, but I'm really in good shape at wide receiver.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
then
the
I'm
only
exchanging
thing I couldn't,
Lamar Miller for Devonta Freeman. And I don't know that I want to do that.
Well, listen, guys, I think we might. There's a possibility. Maybe we could work out a three-way trade here.
There's a possibility that we don't know how Devonta Freeman comes back with his injury as well, too.
So he should be back this week.
He should be, but yeah. Look at Leonard Fournette. He should be back last week. He should be back the week before that, and he keeps getting re-injured.
Lamar Miller's just not a guy I want, though. You know,
he isn't.
Yeah.
So anyway, three-way trade. Let's talk about it off there.
Yeah, we'll be the first. We'll have the first three-way.
Nice.
In this league, thanks.
Running back.
Did anyone else want to touch on any waivers before we move on?
Nah.
Well, I picked up Andy Dalton in waivers. He kind of kept me in the matchup, I think.
Oh, okay, so you're just looking for a pat on the back here?
Yeah, I just want a little nice job.
Okay. That means we're moving on to the next segment, not patting Keith Sr. on the back. He doesn't need it. We're going to debut a new segment here. So if you've got headphones in, you need to just be careful with your ears because this is the loudest drop that we have. But new segment. This one comes to us courtesy of Curtis.
I can't take full credit for it though.
Okay.
So I'd like to get that on the air.
Okay, can you who gets credit.
We talked about it.
It was me, you, right? Me, you, and Luff.
Yeah. We were at a fire, and I brought up the fact that I called that what we spoke about happening. And then Luff was like, oh, you know what you should do? You should do this time next week, because that kind of falls into what I was saying as far as, you know, last week I was saying this is going to happen. He's like,
yeah.
So he's he came up with the name, but we all talked about it, and I thought it would be a good thing to add.
I called it this time last week. I don't know if it matters.
But no, I mean, but it's what we're going to do from now on is this time next week, and we'll all make a prediction, and then we'll reflect
what
on...
What if what we do is this time last week?
I guess you could do
that. All right,
that,
here but... is the drop.
Hey, Doc, about the future.
No, Marty. You've already agreed that having information about the future can be extremely dangerous. Even if your intentions are good, it can backfire drastically.
And that's Back to the Future. That's heavy. A homemade drop.
That was heavy.
What the fuck?
How long did it take?
Maybe like 5 minutes. Well, the whole process took a long time because I wanted to find that clip on YouTube just to pull a straight drop, but I couldn't find. That's Back to the Future.
Does Katie just yell at you
at the end of the first one?
Does she?
Before he fucking goes back to the future.
Does she just yell?
No.
Like, what are you doing down there?
She doesn't yell it, but she's certainly.
I never know what
she's
he's doing.
Certainly. Disapproves of anything I do.
Oh, same with Jess. Yeah. Oh, where are you going? You want to do a stupid fucking podcast? You're gonna go talk? It's you know what she
just tell her to listen.
No, but do you know what she? Do you know what she equates it to?
What
is the stupid makeup videos on Facebook? You're basically one of those girls that puts on makeup and does a review. And I said, that's completely. I mean,
that's the exact same thing.
No, but you can't see us. You know, we're just talking about sports.
Fine. Just tell her to listen.
Except our audience is like 4 people.
No. Did you see it recently? It was 979.
I did a integrity check in the league, and I know for a fact that 7 of 8 of us listen to this
podcast.
Who's
the one person?
Mark. We still don't know about Mark.
The one that doesn't answer any of my trade requests?
Ooh, are you sending him trades?
About 17 I've sent them.
All right. I'm gonna send him a live text on the air right now.
See. I just need a running back. Somebody give me one.
Do you...
Adam Thielen is for sale.
Listen to... I'll take him to the
podcast. Are you going to give me Zeke?
We'll see. Do you... There we go. Sent. Anyways, new segment that this time last week. So basically, do you want to give us the premise?
Yeah. So basically what I thought about is last week we talked about... Well, I brought up the fact that I thought Fitzmagic was going to fall off, and we were brainstorming by a fire that we had the other night, and we thought that, you know, we could all make predictions that this time next week, what are we going to talk about? Mm-hmm. I said Fitzpatrick was going to fall off. He did. We got substituted in the second half, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I think it would just be a cool segment for everyone to make a pick of what they think is going to happen. Is going to happen next week, and we'll call it, and we'll talk about it in the next podcast and see if it came to fruition or if we stalled out and it didn't happen.
All right, so you brought it up. You called for the demise of Fitzmagic, for his Fitzmagic to run out. It did. Halftime, he gets pulled for Jameis, who comes in and throws 2 picks. But he has since been named the starter going forward. So
I think it's just one of those, like I said, I mean, it's statistically going to happen to that guy. He's been great for a couple weeks on 7 different teams, and then he falls back into the same Ivy League quarterback that he always has been.
Yeah, makes those... But the problem here is that Jameis Winston sucks dick.
Oh, horrible. He's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are fucked. Okay. Literally fucked.
Pump the and fucking brakes.
No, I agree. I agree here. With Junior. But no. Do you not agree, Junior, that he did fall off?
Oh, Fitzmagic fell off, sure. And I'm not debating your accuracy. I'm just debating how Jameis Winston can throw 2 picks and be like, yeah,
he's the starter. So if you're the coach, do you start Jameis Winston or do you give Fitzpatrick another shot?
Nah, I'm starting Fitzpatrick.
Who are they playing this week?
Boo.
Who are they playing? Oh, they are?
They're on bye.
Yeah. So I'll start Fitzpatrick this week.
Who's their next game?
Falcons? Is it? Did I make that up?
It is the Falcons.
Nice. Do I have like a...
You need a drop.
Yeah, to just like pat myself on the back.
You're that? Good.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do have one like that. Just keep talking about like how good I was for calling that while
you're,
I try to...
You're good.
Fine.
Pat on the back. Yeah,
it's pretty impressive.
Pat on the back.
Such a good guy. Thing? You're so smart.
And handsome.
Yep.
Hey,
can we get a camera?
That's pretty good.
Hey.
All right. I got a text back from Mark. He apologizes, says he's been crazy busy. He says that he read something about the podcast on the message board, but he's not sure what it is. And he said, "What's the podcast?"
You know what? I can't laugh because I was in the same situation as him, and I appreciate. Oh, there she is. Mrs. Sheffer.
Speaking of former Mishashik and the Mishashiks, we'll get Mark up to speed. We'll get him in here. All right, cool. What were we talking about?
Predictions. So predictions.
Yes.
Are we right. making predictions? Were there any other predictions last
week?
That
yeah. So I just want to say this. You're all wrong about Jameis, and he will slide right into my starting lineup, and he will be a QB1. That's not like a this time next week. That's just a.
So in two weeks, he'll be in your starting lineup.
I'm just letting you know. Excuse me, we're recording here. This is a pretty professional outfit. Okay.
I just want to make my prediction.
I want you sleeping on the couch tonight.
All right, hang on. We're not done with last week because Curtis also said that Mahomes was going to fall off, and he almost did. It was so close.
The brink.
Just until...
He was on the edge.
The
about
fourth
to commit,
quarter.
About to commit it, and then
yeah.
he had a change of heart.
So
he got pulled back.
Mahomes had under 200 yards... By the fourth quarter, he only had 65 passing yards in the first half.
And Travis Kelce had zero targets.
And then he just goes ahead and throws for over 100 yards in the fourth quarter with two field-stretching drives ending in tutties. And I saw a stat. It was about a streak that he broke. The Broncos had limited opposing quarterbacks to under 300 yards in... It was like 34 consecutive games or 34 consecutive quarters. I couldn't find the stat.
I got the stat.
You got it?
Yeah, somewhere right here.
It was a long time.
It's got to be quarters. It can't be games.
Well, I mean, just for the drama, say it's games. We don't
it's
know.
Games.
No one who's listening knows the answer. It was like 34 years that the Broncos had held opposing quarterbacks under 300 yards. And but he does it. So close, but no cigar on that one, Curtis.
Yeah.
I predicted that Mark would hand Keith Sr. his first L, and he did.
Yay! Those two are kind of related, right?
Yeah.
Probably like that fourth quarter there.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not good at math, so I don't know if that was the difference.
He had 22 points. So.
Yeah.
Kelce.
I mean, Senior, you put up 150 points and you still lost.
You what?
You put up 150 and you still lost.
Yeah, I know.
You lost by like 14 or something like that. I don't know.
13 point.
Yeah.
Almost.
Can I make my prediction?
Not yet. So I just wanted to say one more thing. So because Senior put up 150 and fucking lost to Mark, and we've all been talking about how good Mark's team is. I don't know if I said it in one of the first podcasts, but me and Mark had made a bet before the fantasy season started that whoever's team finished ahead of the others, the loser would have to buy the other person a new pair of underwear. So I think I'm going to owe Mark a pair of underwear.
Yeah, it better be MeUndies too.
He requested MeUndies. That was his request.
That's an expensive pair of underwear.
You think we can get MeUndies to sponsor us?
Hey, yo.
Just got to keep talking about
at MeUndies.
I know that'll be the MeUndies update of the week.
It's a good possibility.
Who's ahead in that?
When that eighth listener pops up, it's not going to be Mark. It's going to be MeUndies.
Let's just spam mail them a shit ton of stuff about our
Let's
podcast.
Send them a bunch of fantasy football trades.
Yeah. Just at them in every Twitter thing.
Did anybody have any other predictions from last week before we let Junior unleash his for next week? No?
I don't think there are any other predictions.
Twice. All right, Keith, Junior, let's have it.
All right. So, I kind of, as a rule, I feel like Alex Smith is always underrated.
Underrated.
Always.
Okay.
Oh, underrated, doesn't get the respect he deserves, was okay. Shipped out of town despite being very successful with the Chiefs.
Okay.
This week, he's going to outscore Pat Mahomes.
Ooh, I like that.
Like a lukewarm take. Pat Mahomes is going up against the Jaguars.
Yeah, and Alex Smith going up against the Saints. But he's going to do it with three touchdown passes.
Okay. I agree with you.
I think so.
Let's go around the horn, Curtis.
I agree.
Yeah, so...
I'm not sold on Patrick Mahomes yet. So,
all right, I'll do mine. So, I was looking at the matchups in the league for next week, looking at people's rosters and stuff. Senior, you clearly haven't set your roster for next week.
Nope.
But some of us have. So, my prediction is that this time next week, Curtis would have won his matchup if he had streamed a quarterback off waivers instead of playing a position player in his super flex. But because he does not, he will lose to Mahomeward Brown.
Does he only have the one quarterback?
He only has one quarterback rostered.
Who says I can't add one?
I just did because I locked it in as my prediction. So well, now you have to let this fate play out.
I'm going to add one just to spite you and ruin your prediction.
No, let's get a ruling on this. The Keiths, do you think he should be allowed to stream a quarterback now or should he be locked in?
I mean, he can do whatever he wants, but
I think you kind of blew it.
I did, yeah.
To be honest, and I'm not saying it just because we're alive here, I was either going to add Baker Mayfield or Joe Flacco based on they're playing each other. And I think one of them is going to have, I think it's going to be a shootout.
Yeah.
Well, Joe Flacco's been playing somewhat, Flaccid Flacco's been playing somewhat decent football. And I like Baker Mayfield just because he's a fucking G.
Big show.
Yeah. He's awesome. So one of those dudes is going to replace either Golden Tate or Robert Woods, but probably Robert Woods.
Yeah, except that you can't do that anymore because now you're locked in. All right, let's get another prediction this time next week.
This time next week, I'm going with, it was a DraftKings play that I made this week and I won some good money on it. I started Nyheim Hines from the Colts and I read a couple articles saying that other than Melvin Gordon, Alvin Kamara, and I believe it was, I can't think of the third quarterback, he was the only one to receive 8 or more targets out of the backfield.
Hey, and that's pretty good.
T.Y. Hilton being out this week, Adam Schefter just confirmed it, and Jack Doyle, I think that he's going to have a huge week, and I'm actually going to have him in my starting lineup.
Wow.
So I think he's going to repeat the 2 touchdowns. Maybe not 2 touchdowns, but I think he's going to go for at least a score, 5 or 6 catches, and 50, you know, rushing yards.
Tomorrow night against the Pats.
Mm-hmm.
Schefty hit you with a tweet on that.
Oh yeah,
he slid into your DMs.
Well, I got a text message from the president today, and Sheffy. So, you know,
and I was like, "Oh, fuck yeah, bud!"
All right, who are you putting on the bench to slide Nyheim into your starting lineup?
I'm sorry, I was taken back because I sent a message. Oh, Hyman? I sent a message to Mark earlier. I said, is anybody for sale in your team? And he just sends back, everyone is for sale. But yeah, he's rejected every... It hasn't even countered with a trade. So I actually am going to sit Buck, the guy that I picked up for $2.
Yeah, I would do that also, but it's too bad that your lineup's locked in because we put it on the podcast.
But that's my prediction. I think this time next week we're going to be talking about that.
All right. Senior?
Did
you bring one?
I kind of stink at predictions, so I'm just going to go simple. I think Dak Prescott will be the highest scoring QB this week.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you fucking don't.
Who are they playing? The Texans?
Other Keith?
Yeah.
Can I
Sunday
like,
Night Football.
What is this?
Surprise, motherfucker.
That's you are bad at predictions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scorching. I think J.J. Watt breaks Dak Prescott's leg.
Oh, okay. There's another prediction. J.J. Watt breaks Dak Prescott's leg.
I do, as horrible as it sounds, something about
you
me.
I truly believe.
No, there's a cloud that I feel like a superstar player is going to get injured this week.
A superstar player gets injured just about every week.
Who got injured last week?
Like 12 people, but who? not.
No, I mean like season ending.
Yeah,
like
I was talking season ending.
I mean, I don't know if you'd count Tyler Eifert as a superstar, but I think
that was a
he's
gruesome.
One of the highest rated tight ends.
That was fucking.
I'm sure he would count it as. You made that prediction Eifert. Last week.
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider him superstar.
Close enough.
Yeah, Mark's continuing to text me about how he like doesn't know how to find podcasts. So we've got another Curtis on our hands.
Oh, yikes. You know what?
Great. All right. So who's tracking these predictions?
I believe that the listeners.
Yeah, the 979.
I'm sure we'll hear about
listening.
It on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hey, Shefty, Mark. Can you let us
Shefty,
know?
Shefty, MeUndies, Mark. They're keeping track. You want to move on to last week?
Yes, please.
He's like, I've been at my fucking destination for the last hour. I'm ready to go.
All right. Last week, look back.
Everybody be quiet.
Yeah.
And so big, I told her, look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Look back at it. Whoa. Then I put a fat rabbit on a crap medic.
All right, my headphones are getting all fucked up, so I can't really hear. Can't hear everything.
Yeah, that came in and out on that one.
Oh, on all of us, huh?
Yeah.
No, it was good.
I can't hear anything.
All right. Let's just get right into the matchup massacre,
which was the tight end bowl. You fucking losers!
Oh. Yeah.
Suck. Suck. Fucking Travis it. Kelce. Thank God he's...
Wait, I need to pull this up real quick.
Doesn't help that fucking Ertz had a great game.
I mean,
yeah,
should have picked him.
You guys got bailed out in the fourth quarter
by Kelce. We had Cookie though. Cookie had a fucking
worse.
Game, dude.
Yeah, but in the end, I was more concerned about my actual matchup.
Yeah, but
as far as Kelce is concerned, so I'd kind of just thrown in the towel on the tight end bowl that at that point.
Yeah, just a quick pause so that Shefty and MeUndies know what we're talking about. This is the
they call me Bacon Tight Pants.
Yeah, the tight end bowl, if you remember. Yeah. Well, why don't we throw this to the Keiths? You guys, whatever you want to say about it. This is your thing.
I feel completely vindicated.
Mm. Damn it.
You know,
damn it. That was a perfect spot to play a vindicated drop by Dashboard Confessional.
we can edit in later.
Yeah, you might have to add that in.
So Jared Cook, George Kittle both made us look very good.
Yeah.
Jared Cook, 2 out of 4 weeks, he's been like the best tight end. You know,
how about our top pick scoring the least amount of points on our team, and we still won?
We didn't just win; we like doubled their score.
Suck it!
I thought we had Cookie. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I thought we had fucking Cookie.
No,
I thought we had Cookie and Kelce.
No, quick recap: you guys had Kelce, Jimmy Graham, OJ Howard, Trey Boo Boo.
Oh,
Ben
OJ
Watson,
Howard was out in the first fucking quarter.
Yeah, Jesse James. Yep. OJ Howard scored 0 points.
Yep.
And then we had Gronk, Ertz, Rudolph, Cookie, as I guess we're calling him now, Eric Ebron, and George Kittle.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad.
So,
yeah, you guys smoked us.
I think Jared smoked Cook up. And George Kittle outscored Team Ball.
They
or it was
had,
close.
They had 48.1. Kittle plus Cook was 48.5. So, yeah, they did.
Yep.
Nice.
Oh, I thought we had a fucking
close. So yeah,
would it have been close if we had Cooks like I thought?
Cook,
someone who's good at math is going to have to figure that
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I mean that's a 54-point swing, and we beat you by like 48. So yes,
fuck.
But we took Cook. There was no questions there. We took him pretty early. You guys thought you took Ebron, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did think we did.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the most important.
We need to be a little bit more organized on the next draft.
Doubled the points up. You know what that means. The Keith of the Week is... Keith Junior!
I'm basking.
Nearly doubled the balls. But I couldn't help myself. I also wanted to do an actual, or not an actual, but just a matchup massacre. And that one is going to be the Skittle Giants versus Riggins Riggs. From last week, Skittles put up 140, Riggins put up 111, difference of 29. And if I was organized,
I believe they call that a beatdown.
And I didn't even have Tatey in the fucking. He scored 30 on my bench. Cohen scored 27.
Yeah.
Should played him.
Senior, you think they called a beatdown? I think they called it. Fatality.
That's with Thomas scoring 6 points too. Who's my leading scorer?
Oh, did you want to get into like how that happened?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, let me tell you. Blunders, buys, and Breeze, baby. Aaron is still starting Crabtree and Chris Hogan over John Brown, which begs the question, does she even watch football?
No.
CMC produces 0 points on his bye week. Breeze threw for only 200 yards with no tutties, and for Curtis, Julio Jones and David Johnson did what they're supposed to do. Kittle went off with CJ Beathard, and Thielen balled out against the Rams, which is a good defense.
And that's with Cooper. And I texted you. What did I text you Thursday night, Andrew? And I said, "Well, I'm gonna lose because Cooper Kupp went for fucking 32.
Two girls, one cup. Yeah. Nice.
Hey, that's my team.
But you didn't lose. You won, nope. And it was a massacre. So, yep. Moving on to the ultimate upset. One of our own, Keith Senior.
How is that an upset?
I'll tell you. This is for you. Okay, so good. How could this happen? We were undefeated. And that's exactly how it's an upset. Because you were undefeated and it was your first L. I mean, technically, he was supposed to win by 11 points and he ended up winning by 12. Which in terms of an upset is like a negative one.
Negative one upset.
But it's a real upset because he handed you your first L. So, and I also just wanted to throw in there that Brown smashed you with Gio Bernard, and I blame fucking Bryce for this.
Yes,
because he picked up Gio Bernard on a $0 bid, and Bryce is the Joe Mixon owner.
Can I just jump on
the
train?
How do you allow that
week?
To happen? Yeah, jump on.
Fuck you, Bryce.
Yeah, fuck you, Bryce.
Yeah, this really pisses me off, because I could have gone for Corey Clement or Gio Bernard, and I just felt because I had Jay Ajayi
right.
that I wanted Corey Clement.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Mark gets him.
Yeah, but whose fault is it?
Bryce's, then mine.
Yeah, but Bryce's. Fuck you, Bryce.
Bryce.
And then let's take a look. Speaking of vagina punches and me. So close, yet so far away. So our closest competition was me and you. You were at 142. I was at 131. Difference of 11. Zeke finally went off for my team.
You're starting Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, dude, that's the fucking problem. It's
fucking miserable.
Dude, my wide receivers suck.
Dude, I told
Larry
you.
Fitzgerald, where's
trash.
My fucking suck button? Larry Fitzgerald
sucks. God.
Yeah, but you got Alshon Jeffrey back.
Yeah, and that just pissed me off because here's a little tweak. If I have faith and I start Alshon Jeffrey in his first football game since the Super Bowl and I bench stupid Tyler Lockett, I win by 1 point.
All right, well, here's another tweak. if I'm not fucking like buying a house last weekend and I learn that Chris Carson isn't starting, then I start Tyler Boyd and I beat you even worse.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not
that but you know what, for your defense, Junior, that he was not even, he was
listed as playing. Literally 30 minutes before the game, he went.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Because I got fucked by it, too, in my other league. And I lost because of that.
Yeah. Speaking of my team sucking, do we want to touch on the Le'Veon Bell news?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's go.
Here's my take on it. So, what is this? Your boy Shefty? Who put this out there?
I think he
just
did.
Just one of your boys. Yeah, one of your boys reporting that Le'Veon. Coming back to the team week 7. Here's my thing. I'm not convinced he's going to play.
He's going to
just sit him?
No. So I think that the Steelers, if he comes back, they'll be like, sure, buddy, get in there and fucking run your body into the ground. And I think Le'Veon is going to come back and just be like, yeah, I pulled a hammy.
What, because of the Earl Thomas thing?
Are you thinking he's going to fake an injury?
Yeah, I do. I think he's going to get his checks and sit on the bench.
Like Earl?
Because after Earl Thomas broke his leg, he went on social media and was like, oh, I'm going to do what I got to do for the boys. And then right after that, all of a sudden, it's leaked that he's coming back week 7. I don't think he's fucking playing. I think he's going to come back to get a check, and I think he's going to fake an injury, and I hate him for it.
That's like worst-case scenario for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's absolutely worst-case scenario. He'll sit on my bench the entire fucking year, and he won't score a single point.
You don't think he's going to get traded?
It's just impossible. Like, it's fucking impossible. The teams... So, are you going to trade for Le'Veon Bell without any kind of assurance that you're going to be able to sign him to a long-term deal? Question one.
No, of course not.
Okay, well, the teams aren't allowed to talk to him about a long-term contract until after the season. So nobody's going to want to fucking touch him
until they
can talk about a long-term contract.
I personally think that the only way he gets traded is if he goes to a contender and they use him this year for a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But like you said, a long-term deal is what he wants.
What I don't understand is this: why don't the Steelers just give him a fucking deal? They obviously
so dumb.
Yeah, it's all a dick measuring contest now. They probably will. They'll probably.
He's not. I don't think he's getting traded.
Yeah, he. I don't think so either.
Because if you look at those teams,
God, I hope anybody does.
I mean, how many years in a row have they given the tag?
Two.
Two? Feels like it's been more than that.
And you can do it. I think 3. Or no, you can do it 2. I forget. I think you can do it twice, but then like...
After that, you have to start paying him like...
They have to actually play. So like, if they don't play, then that obviously didn't count as like a year.
Oh, okay.
So then they could tag him again.
So if he doesn't play
so that's
this year
week
by
11,
week 11, he right, gets yeah. tagged again.
If he doesn't show up by week 11, they can tag him again. So he will definitely show up by week 11. He'll show up week 7, he'll fake an injury, and I will fucking hate him for it.
We need a receiver.
Junior, are you ready for power rankings?
I think so.
All right. You know the drill. Listen closely.
Phenomenal cosmic power.
Rankings.
Nice.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Let's start at the top.
Yeah. Let's go.
From the top to the bottom.
All right. So this will be a controversial pick right here.
All
right.
It's the top spot. Let's hear it.
Top spot, I got Keith Senior.
The cream of the crop.
Wow.
NWO. NKO for
yeah, I'm
life.
Sticking with my
that's a
brother.
Stay. Is that what it is? Right. It's just the NKO. That's why you're locking him in?
No, I think I took another look at the team, and correct me if I'm wrong, Keith, but you've got Aaron Jones.
That's
he
correct.
Does. Yeah. Bastard.
I love Aaron Jones.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
don't
you
know
fucking
why
love him so much. Why don't you marry him?
Thought that Jamal Williams was going to be the starter, but Aaron Jones, you watch him play, and he's like so much better. Like he averages like 6 yards a carry.
Yep,
he's fucking awesome. He costs you very little, and I think he really is. Given he's like shored up your roster, and fuck Mark.
Hey, Keith Senior, I will trade you Alex Collins for Aaron Jones. Don't laugh.
I'm gonna go ahead and let that one expire.
Don't laugh.
Let me take it back. Aaron Jones fucking sucks.
Yeah, I mean, controversial. I'm just gonna play Mark's bodyguard here and say Mark just beat Keith, so he should be number one.
Yeah, but tell me why I'm like a fluky fourth quarter for the Chiefs, and Keith Senior still has more points on the year.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Go back to those luck independent rankings. Yeah. Last
what,
week.
What do the luck independent rankings say?
Yeah. Luck independent marks 4-0.
Okay. So,
yeah, there we go.
Brings us to
number two.
Yeah. Mark's number two.
Also a stay.
Yeah. I'd like to see him beat Keith Senior again before I let him be number one.
What if, like, Senior goes on a 3-game skid and Mark doesn't lose, but he doesn't beat Senior again?
I think as soon as it's like blatantly obvious that Mark should be number one, I'm going to change the way I do power rankings.
Nice. Yeah, take that for not listening, Mark.
I put Bryce here at number three.
Yes, you did. Rising him up, the Pavel source.
Yeah, I mean, Bryce's team is really good.
Really good. You,
His points scored are higher than Curtis's.
He's got a good bench.
His strength of schedule is second to none. I mean, he's getting fucked.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah, but fuck him.
But fuck Bryce.
Yeah, fuck Bryce.
Number four, Curtis.
Is that the...
I'm sorry.
Skittle Giants?
Kittle Giants.
Falling in the rankings.
Yeah, fuck you and fuck you. You finger.
Yeah, tell us who you're talking to.
Fucking Senior.
Yeah, fuck Senior.
Yikes.
Look, you're right. You need a running back.
You need a running back.
And I'm trying to get that. And I got Adam Thielen on the fucking shopping cart. Like, whoever wants him. He's a top fucking
receiver.
What are you going to
do? A three-way trade. Huh? Shh, don't talk to him. We're doing a three-way trade.
I'm not trading Aaron Jones for fucking Adam Thielen. Really, you got to spice it up a little. He's guaranteed 20-plus a game.
you heard it here.
Fucking right.
No, so that's this time next week.
Adam Thielen is a great, great player, and you should not trade him for Aaron Jones.
I'm not going to trade him for Aaron Jones. Come on.
All right, who you got next?
Number five. This is weird, but me.
Coming up.
Yeah, I'm 2-2. I beat you.
You did.
Devonta Freeman's coming back. Doug Baldwin's coming back. You know,
Julian Edelman's coming back.
Five is about where I see my team at for the rest of the year, and I'm going to miss the playoffs.
We'll see.
It's only week four. Five.
All right. Number six, we got Zeke and the Plumbers.
Stay in there. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's an argument for
I should have been falling down the pipe, but
yeah, but I don't trust Greg to even like pay attention to his team, especially this week when he's getting married.
True.
Which is why he's number seven.
Falling down the pipe.
And I've offered him about four trades for James White and I've heard nothing back.
After he said on like the first podcast that James White was available. I think it's awfully romantic that I think he's throwing it so that he'll fall in the rankings to be next to his betrothed.
I think he cut Fitzpatrick and picked up another QB. We can save that for next week, but it's interesting. He has a revolving door at this point.
Yep. Yep.
And then number eight, Aaron.
Suck.
I think McCaffrey's for sale.
I think you should send her trade offers.
Should I just spam her with trades?
You should definitely send her trade offers to try and find out.
I sent her, I tried to trade DeAndre Hopkins for him.
He is not for sale.
Just straight up?
Straight up. And she could have started DeAndre Hopkins this week, but no go.
Anyway,
power rankings.
Nice. And that brings us on to the week five preview. Ooh, okay.
Push.
Okay. Let's just get right into it. Right off the bat, It's me, Zeke and the Plumbers, against Riggins Riggs.
Oh, what is that? Do you think she comes out of it?
That's the question. That's why this is the showdown. I'm calling this one the Battle of the Basement because we both suck. CMC's back, though. We talked about it. He's back. Is that enough for Aaron to end her skid against the favorable competition that I have become?
Discuss. No, I don't think so.
Here's my prediction for the week.
Okay.
She does not alter her lineup and goes into a bye week player in her starting lineup.
Yeah.
With Trey.
On Sunday is her first morning as a married woman. I think she's
fucked.
The thing is, she's going to listen to this podcast, I'm thinking, beforehand. And that's going to cue her to change up her lineup.
You know what? Even if she does, I still think she's fucked. Because I think Phillip Lindsay is going to get more touches than Royce Freeman.
She's playing both of them.
Is she really?
Yeah, she's starting both of them.
Oh, she is. But either way, she has no...
Blow.
I think... I wouldn't say...
They don't blow.
Blow. I mean, he gets more targets out of the backfield.
It just sucks that they're on the same team.
I wouldn't say they're great, but I think they're both...
Their efficiency numbers are great. They both average like over 5 yards.
With PPR, though, I would take Lindsay because he gets more receptions out of the backfield.
It's half point.
Yeah, PPR. I mean, either of them could easily be an RB1 if they were like, you know, the bell cow.
Yeah.
I think she's fucked either way.
She was smart enough to put John Brown into the lineup over Michael Crabtree, but she is still starting Chris Hogan, which if he's going to do it this year, he has to do it this week. With Edelman coming back, he gets to move out of the slot. It's got to be now. Or if he doesn't fucking show up this week, he is 100%, you drop him. I personally would have dropped him already, but...
Yeah, I definitely would have dropped him. He only had one good game, and that was against Jacksonville.
They just traded for somebody to take his touches for the deep ball, right?
Maybe a little homerism going on here with Hogan getting the nod each week from a New Englander. I don't know.
I think you take it, Andrew.
Well, I've been betting for myself almost every week, and I keep losing. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Aaron to win.
I'm picking you.
Thanks.
I don't think if Alshon Jeffrey, like you said, you have him in your starting lineup. James Conner, they're playing Atlanta. It's going to be a shootout. I think you got Zeke, who had probably the best game of his fucking life last week.
Wasn't enough.
Either way, I don't think she stands a chance.
How about another prediction?
She drops to 0-5.
Okay, yeah.
Can we do season-long predictions?
Sure. You can do whatever you want. You're bad at predictions, so just keep
Riggins Riggs will not win a game this year.
She'll win a game. Bruh.
Nice.
If I play here again, I think I'm going to bench my whole team and then just pick up people off the and just get her that win to prove you wrong.
Real quick, I just want to say something. I haven't been able to use any of these drops that I've made yet for this player, and it's really frustrating. So I just want to say something.
Carry on!
About
ugh.
What is that?
No, you.
Hang on.
Carry on, carry on.
Thank you. Fucking Matt Patricia, man. This guy is easily like this is what the Lions are doing. Short yardage, pound it with LeGarrette Blount. We're between the 20s and it's like either a passing or running down. Give it to Kerryon Johnson and he runs for fucking 8 yards. Oh, third down, throw it to Theo Riddick and he gets fucking stuffed behind the line of scrimmage. And if you actually watch the games, you can see that Kerryon Johnson is a far better athlete than both of those guys, and he can do all three of those roles. Like, just kick the other guys into outer space and make Kerryon Johnson a three down back, and I'm back in it, baby.
That's your prediction?
If there was a prediction there, then yes.
That's still his pipe dream.
Yeah. You still have Tyler Lockett.
Yeah, dude, my roster's full of people that I don't want to roster, but also can't drop Kenny Stills. Like, as soon as I drop Kenny Stills, somebody picks him up and rides him to the championship. He is a bona fide one.
Just broke. Fucking broke.
He's a bona fide one that gets 3 to 5 targets a game. So that's my fucking team. Anyways, let's go on to the next one. Pavel's horse in vagina punch.
Yeah, I got Bryce.
You got Bryce. Let me pull it up. Mics are open if anybody wants to make a prediction.
I'm going with Junior. I think Kareem Hunt in the Jacksonville D puts him to less than 10 points. And I also think that fucking Carson Wentz is going to have a shit game again like they did again. They just lost to the Titans. I think that he's going to have a shit game, and I think Kareem Hunt's going to have a bad game, and I think that Junior's going to pull it off.
Junior, do you have any favorable matchups?
Is it bad that I'm going to say I have no idea?
No,
it's fine. I think you have to look at it now. I would say you have Devontae Adams, who's going against fucking Detroit, who is 31st in the league for matching up against wide receivers. And then you have DeAndre Hopkins, who's against Dallas, who's not afraid to give up the fucking long
ball. Is that true? I thought...
No, that's true.
Really?
And I...
I thought the Lions had the worst pass D.
That's what I just said. They're 31st ranked in the league.
Yeah, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins is looking good, too, considering Kiki Cootie or whatever.
And I really think...
Do you love me? I wanted to fucking pick him up just so I could make that drop. But
I do.
I couldn't. I'll still make it.
But you know what? I think Kirk Cousins... I think he comes out, and I think Stephon Diggs and Adam Thielen and Kirk Cousins have a huge day at Philly to prove that Philly is not going to repeat. And I think Junior takes down.
As much as I want to pick Junior, I can't. I am picking
this
Bryce.
This time next week, we're going to be talking
about
this.
I'm going to go with Bryce, too.
Bryce's team is projected for 140 points.
I mean, Tom Brady's going to go off.
Wild, man.
I'm just letting you know that we're going to be talking about this next week.
Curtis has predicted that Tom Brady is going to hit the wall.
I did not say
Did everyone weigh in on that one?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Next matchup, Senior, you're taking on the wet Woodrow Wilsons. Let's pull it up, take a little look-see here. You're projected to win.
Yep.
And I'm going to pick that you win.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just updated my lineup for all you listeners out there.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah, so, I got Keith Senior here.
I mean, until Alvin Kamara scores less than about 20 points, I'm going to go with myself.
Well, there's a talking point. Isn't this the first week that Mark Ingram gets play time?
Yeah, is that right? I believe so, yeah.
So what do we think is going to happen there?
Kamara's still going to get the receptions.
Yeah.
He's basically just going to miss out on the goal line.
Yeah, I don't have any Saints players, so I haven't been watching any Saints games. Has he been getting like goal line carries, or is it just been like
there's not really anybody else to take him? But a lot of his touchdowns,
he's got like 45 touchdowns.
Yeah,
what percentage of those are goal line?
A lot of his touchdowns are long runs,
so not any significant tutty regression. Yeah.
No, he's had a game where he had 3 rushing touchdowns. Like, even though most of his points come in the air, he's rushing when it counts.
Right. That's yes. So he's definitely due for the regression.
Jesus. Guess who is the Mark Ingram owner?
Fucking Mark.
Yeah. Ugh. My homeward Brown.
Ugh.
Inserting him into the lineup this week. Yeah, I'm taking Senior. Anybody else?
I can't hear.
I mean, I'm going with myself. Yeah, something died out.
Are we talking about Senior and who? Wet Woodies? Fuck Wet Woodies. I've offered him like fucking 100 trades, and he hasn't said anything. So I'm going with my fucking boy Keith Ball.
Yeah, I think that's just because he's.
I'm just kidding, Greg. I don't mean that.
I think that's just because he's getting married.
I think so too. Congratulations.
Congrats on the wedding.
Let's make a trade.
That brings us to the last matchup, which is Skittle Giants and the People's Champ, Mark Mahomeward Brown. Interesting matchup. I mean, the projections are close. Mark is projected to win, but they're close. Yeah, there you go. Fuck around with that thing. Somebody weigh in.
I got Skittle Giants.
Ooh.
Upset alert.
I don't even think it's an upset.
Here's the thing, though, that I just noticed. I took a look at this earlier, and Mark had benched Patrick Mahomes against Jacksonville. Right now, he has him back in his starting lineup.
Shut up. Don't be talking about that, because I'm telling you right now, I said it last week. It almost happened.
You want him to start Patty Mahomes.
I want him to.
Well, he is.
I'm just saying, don't put any fucking bugs in his ear, because I honestly think
he's thoroughly thought it out, because he pulled him out of his starting lineup and now he has reinserted him. So I think
who was he starting instead?
Andrew Luck.
Oh, and Andrew Luck plays the Patriots. Yeah, I would play on. I play Mahomes.
I'm telling you, Thursday night, I think,
and I said it in my this time next week. Hines brings home the W for me.
Yeah, Mark changed a lot. I don't know what happened, because when I looked earlier today at his lineup, he was starting Andrew Luck on Thursday night. He was starting... He started Josh Gordon. He was starting Josh Gordon on Thursday night. So I thought that Curtis was going to have a chance here, but it looks like he has readjusted.
I don't like that he start. Okay, Dalvin Cook still.
D.D. Westbrook.
Dalvin Cook is still.
D.D. Do you know me? I'm telling you.
Oh my gosh! What the fuck? I think Mark Ingram doesn't have a big game. It's his first game back. I still think Alvin Kamara is the workhorse. He might get one stupid goal line touchy for 1 yard. But I also think that Dalvin Cook could possibly come out of the game again, just like Leonard Fournette.
Yeah. Look, the reality is, you would have won this matchup if you had streamed a quarterback. But you didn't, and you locked in a position player at your super flex, and you're going
to
lose.
But when Flaccid Flacco adds to my team and he goes for fucking 30 against Cleveland.
But you're locked in. You can't pick up.
I am not locked in. You fucking assholes.
In your hypothetical world where you could do that, you know, maybe.
All I'm saying is that Hines has a big game with T.Y. Hilton, Jack Doyle both out, and Mac. Mac has just been ruled out as well. Sheffy texted me.
Yeah, nice.
So he literally has... Who does he have? He doesn't even have... Who does Luck have to throw to? I don't even know what another...
Nyman.
No, Moncrief's on the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah, he doesn't have Moncrief anymore. He has Ryan Grant.
Yeah.
Zach Pascal.
Yeah, I think... So nobody?
And Nyman.
And I think I'm going to start Golden Tate. I'm going to sit Robert Woods.
Are you starting Nyman? Actually, never mind.
Starting him.
Mute point, because Mark benched Andrew Luck.
Say that again, Andrew. Will you say that again?
Nyman?
No. I think you said before that.
Mute point.
There you go. Got it.
Okay. I was going to ask if you were purposely playing him just because Mark was playing Andrew Luck to try and sieve some of those points. But he benched
him. I just think he's going to have a game.
Yeah.
Back to back.
I don't think I picked anyone.
I didn't either.
Oh, God. All right, you go first.
I appreciate
you. Well, I need to preserve my place atop the power rankings, so I'm going to go ahead and go Kittle Giants.
All right, I'm just going to have to keep getting marks back here. I'm going to go with my Homer Brown.
I appreciate you, Keith.
We're taking over.
Appreciates both of you.
Fucking all of it. Why don't you gentlemen hit us with some parting thoughts?
Keepers.
Ooh,
what about them?
So I know I don't. I don't think we should do them this year because we started without.
Yeah.
You know, saying that we're gonna have keepers.
Okay. Yeah, that's.
But
yeah.
I'm like ready to tilt on my team, and I wish I had something to do, like trade for keepers for next year or something.
Okay. So. You are proposing that next year we redraft with the understanding that it is at that point going to turn into a keeper league.
Yes.
So no one who is currently rostered will be kept.
Correct.
After next redraft keepers.
Well, I think we'll expand and we may have to switch our draft positions accordingly. Mm-hmm. So doing keepers now wouldn't really be.
Yeah,
fair.
No, I'm on board with that. If it is going to turn into keepers, we don't do it this year because we didn't draft thinking that we were going to be keeping players. Because if we were, I would have drafted Kiki Kuti like number one.
Yeah. Well, my parting thought is I fucking hate the Yankees. They're up 2-0 right now in the, in the wild card.
I know.
Yeah, it is. The end of the first inning, they're up 2-0.
Okay.
And I'm going to go grab a piece of pizza or a pie, and I'm going to fucking sit there and watch them.
Ooh, I got a parting thought.
Yeah.
Little Caesars. Guys. You guys know Little Caesars?
Yeah.
Right, yes. You know like the commercials?
Oliver Volcker.
Yeah. You know
that's
the commercials with the
right there,
with the little you know the little dude in the commercials?
Yeah. Yes, Caesar.
Did you know that there's a debate out there where some people think he says pizza, pizza, and some people think he says piece of pizza?
Those people are dumb.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza, pizza.
It says pizza, pizza on the
pizza,
box.
Yeah.
Pizza, pizza. Pizza, pizza.
Fuck the
pizza, pizza.
Fucking A.
Pizza.
Aaron Judge is who the one who hit the home run. Two-run home run.
Fuck him.
Senior, any parting thoughts? Any wisdom?
I agree with the junior's keeper thoughts.
Okay, back to keepers. Yeah. You want keepers.
No. Well, later.
Yes.
I don't.
But you want to evolve into a keeper league.
Yeah, why not? But we need to discuss how many.
Right.
Severely limited.
Curtis held up three fingers for all of you that can't see through your podcast.
Too many.
You think, what are you thinking? Two?
Two.
Two, yeah.
Two.
I think two.
Yeah. How many did we have in baseball? Four?
Four in
baseball. Yeah, but that's baseball. I didn't like that.
Ah, four is good in baseball. Bigger rosters.
Yeah.
And so,
not to mention in football, I mean, there's these guys that just, like, for example, my team with Kamara, he literally scores, what is he averaging, like 25?
I don't know. I don't care. He's not on my team.
So what I'm saying is
another pat on the back.
No.
You get two guys, they're averaging.
You get a couple guys like that. You're set for what, 5 years?
Yeah. Would we institute any kind of positional
limits,
like only one from each position, or if it's only two keepers, is it just two of any?
And it's a whole entire redraft, right? So this year you can't have keepers, right. Next year you have a draft, and yes. Then you could possibly choose keepers from your draft.
Yeah, yeah, if we institute.
And I would be interested in like some sort of term limit. Like I don't want someone.
Oh, 1 year.
Oh, okay.
Like Aaron Rodgers for his entire
career. Look, if you do keepers for more than 1 year, then it's a dynasty league. It's not a keeper league.
Okay.
Like,
so you draft them, you get to keep them for a year. I always thought dynasty was just your team is your team, and then you make trades or
pick
up rookies as
yeah. I mean, that's what it is, but that's essentially like what an infinite keeper league turns into. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I agree with term limits, and I think it should be only a year. But
so two keepers, 1 year.
Yeah, up for discussion.
With who? We're the only people on this podcast.
MeUndies needs to weigh in on Twitter.
True. I got to talk to Sheffy and my boy Prez.
Yeah,
POTUS.
Throughout the year, I mean, we have a long time to decide.
Yeah, it's a long ways off.
Well, start probing the masses to try and find. What are we thinking? Just
probe.
Two teams? Adding two teams?
I think 10 is a fair... For the way the league is currently constructed, as far as the rosters go.
Yeah, we'd probably have to change that, wouldn't we? If we went up to 10 teams?
I don't think so.
I think we cut the super flex if we did.
Yeah, you probably
could.
Or do we just
cut one of the regular flexes?
I don't want two quarterbacks.
Add three, cut Bryce, and not Greg DeLuca. So we're good. We're good.
Definitely not Greg. All right. Well, we'll shelf that for another time. Okay, that's baseball. I guess we're done here.
Oh. Rush.